Chieftain Metal's latest feasibility study shows a 2,000-ton underground mining operation with a 9-year life. Capital costs before production are estimated at nearly $450 million. TulsaCore financing is Chieftain's major focus. The company received its final permits from the British Columbia government in February. CEO Victor Wyprysky is marketing the project as construction ready.
We're very lucky that we have a strong project, high grades, good country, permitted, good feasibility, all that important stuff. But it will take longer than in, say, a roaring market where everyone's throwing money at everything.
Chieftain has canceled an agreement with a China-based engineering company and its Canadian subsidiary, Procon. Announced last September, Procon was to arrange 100% of mine financing. Nothing has happened since then, and Chieftain is now looking for another partner. Canadian mining analyst Joan Kuyak holds little hope for revival of the Tulsaquachief mine.
It's a stupid project.
Kuyak teaches mining law and policy at Queen's Law School in Ontario, Canada. She's reviewed the Tulsaqua project twice. Her most recent report, based on the feasibility study and the company's baseline for mine financing.
All the information that they present to investors is based on almost a blue sky scenario. There would have to be no inflation, no increased capital costs. Reclamation costs would have to be very, very low. There couldn't be any accidents.
Engineer Jim Kuipers of Butte, Montana, joined Kuyak in the Tulsaqua Review, requested by the international group Rivers Without Borders. Kuipers has worked in the mining industry for more than 30 years and done numerous feasibility studies.
What I do is apply what are internal mining industry standards to my review, and my conclusions, therefore, are largely based on what I would consider to be how the mining industry would view this project.
He says the Tulsaqua project is extremely high risk in the current mining economy of decreasing metals prices and increasing capital and operating costs.
We've seen in the mining industry that at least some percentage of mining projects, particularly when we see downturns, almost inevitably go bankrupt. And this project shows itself to have that type of vulnerability.
Investors aren't hearing that. Chieftain CEO Wyprysky recently told MSNTV Canada that production costs will be low at the Polymetals mine.
By net revenue, we're almost half gold and silver. When you offset the gold and silver against the zinc production, that gets us to minus $1 a pound production cost of zinc.
Wyprysky is also promoting new geologic information indicating Chieftain's property has significant volcanic features that host bigger and multiple deposits. He calls those deposits pearls along a string, though more drilling is needed to verify the theory. Even so, Wyprysky says, the additional deposits and possible longer mine life will help the company secure financing. Kuipers says the latest geology report verifies his concerns about the project.
With its present reserves, it's not a highly attractive project. And so it appears they are admitting the need to find additional reserves to bolster the project.
Both Professor Kuyak and Engineer Kuipers say the company has seriously underestimated its environmental liabilities. Kuyak points to a system installed in 2011 to treat acid water that's draining from the old mine into the Tulsaqua River. Canadian officials required the treatment when Chieftain purchased the property. The company shut down the system after 6 months, citing prohibitive costs.
And then they said it was going to cost $4 million a year instead of $1 million. I just think that's so indicative of the kind of sloppy planning they do, the blue sky strategizing.
Traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange, Chieftain Metals Corporation closed at 85 cents per share on Friday, down 45% from its closing price a month ago. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.